Hello and welcome to Candid, where we never settle for less than the truth. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Youssef. Each week, we'll tackle tough issues, answer your hard questions, and take a candid look at the Christian faith. In today's episode, I want to share something close to my heart this time of year: the hopes and the fears of Christmas. This idea comes from the classic carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, where we hear the words, "The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." It's such a beautiful line, full of such rich meaning. In the stillness of that night in Bethlehem, something extraordinary was happening. The streets were quiet. People were returning to their hometowns for the census, and most were unaware of what was unfolding. But in the seemingly ordinary scene, a baby was born, the everlasting light, the one who had existed before time began and who would always be. Jesus, the Messiah, had come into the world. He was the light of the nations, the light of the world. Today we'll reflect on the significance of that moment, how it fulfills both the hopes and the fears of all the years, and what that means for us. When we think about Christmas, it's easy to understand the hopes fulfilled in Jesus' birth. For centuries, God's people had waited for the promised Messiah. Prophets like Micah had foretold that out of Bethlehem would come a ruler whose origins were from ancient times. And now, at long last, the hopes of all those years were met with the arrival of Jesus. Peace, security, righteousness, all the things that people longed for had come in the form of a child. But what about the fears? Why does the song mention the fears of all the years? It gets interesting because how we respond to Jesus, the true King, makes all the difference. Our hopes or fears depend on how we feel about this King. Are we running to him or away from him? Imagine an ancient village. Some people in the village are loyal to the King. They love him. They follow his laws. They look forward to his reign of justice and peace. But others are loyal to the King's evil brother, who's trying to overthrow the kingdom. When word comes that the true King is returning to the village, the loyal subjects are filled with hope and excitement. But the rebels are filled with fear, knowing their time is up. This is the same with Christ. Those who love God and have been waiting for his Messiah receive the good news of Jesus' birth with joy and hope. But those who live in rebellion against God, who reject his authority, are filled with fear because they know that justice is coming. The same event, the arrival of the King, brings hope to some and fear to others. When Jesus came into the world, he didn't come just to bring peace. He also came to bring justice. In John 5, Jesus makes it clear that he came to do the will of the Father and that the Father has entrusted all judgment to him. He says, "Whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." This is the good news. Jesus offers eternal life to those who believe in him. People have received this message with hope and joy for 2,000 years. There's also a sobering side to his coming. Jesus also says that those who do not honor the Son do not honor the Father. In other words, you cannot be in right relationship with God if you are not in right relationship with the Son. He is the only way to be saved. This Christmas, we celebrate that God the Son took on flesh and came into our world. He lived the perfect life that none of us could, and through his death and resurrection, he made a way for us to become sons and daughters of God. But if we reject him, we face the reality of judgment. It's a hard truth, but we must understand it because it's tied to our eternal destiny. For many, Jesus causes fear before he causes hope. The reality of our sin and the coming judgment can be terrifying. But when we run to Jesus and accept his grace, that fear transforms into hope. This is why I celebrate Christmas. I know that because of Jesus, I will not be condemned, but I will have eternal life. So my prayer for you this Christmas is this. Let a right fear of God stir you not to run away from him, but to run toward him. Let that fear lead you to honor Christ, not just on Christmas, but your whole life. When we turn to Jesus, our fears are replaced with a deep and lasting hope. And if you already love and honor God's Son, I hope that as this season's busyness winds down, after all the presents are unwrapped and all the meals are shared, you will hold on to the deep truths of Christmas. We need Jesus today, and we will need him every day between this Christmas and the next, because we need him for eternity. Thank you for joining me today on Candid Conversations. I pray that you'll experience the hope and peace that only Jesus can bring this Christmas season. If this episode resonated with you or sparked any questions, feel free to reach out. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you.